Degree of Guilt by Richard North Patterson. Copyright 1992 by Richard North Patterson. This recording of the full-length reading of Degree of Guilt was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing, Incorporated, and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Dedication. For Lori, for everything. Part 1. The Killing. January 13th. Chapter 1. The woman froze in the hallway, staring at the numbered doorplate. For a moment she felt uncertain that this was the same suite she had left, perhaps a minute before. Then she turned the knob slowly, wincing at its metallic click. The door cracked ajar, a pallid sliver of light coming from inside. She paused, looking over her shoulder, less from fear of being seen than the desire to stay suspended in time, outside the room. Time. She glanced at her gold wristwatch. When had it happened, she wondered. No way of telling now. 30 minutes, she decided arbitrarily. 30 minutes, and she had not decided what to do. Her mind was sluggish, numb with disbelief. She felt drugged. Her fingertips were damp, she realized. With every thought, her choices seemed to narrow. She fought the impulse to stop thinking, to run. It took all her will to do nothing. The chime of an elevator rang. She flinched. Quickly, she tried to remember arriving in the elevator, how far it was down the hallway. Afraid to turn, unable to recall the corridor right behind her. She straightened, squaring her shoulders, and pushed open the door. The rectangle of light from within captured her like a photograph. A slender woman with long black hair.